Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are from Mudrooms, one of Juno's community storytelling organizations. Welcome, Alita Buss and Jeff Smith.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Nice to have you here. So tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Time and Tide is the theme, huh?
Time and Tide.
All right. In case there are people in town who haven't been to a Mudrooms event, how would you describe it?
Mudrooms is a live storytelling event. It's hosted at Northern Light Church. Seven people in the community each tell a seven-minute story based loosely on this monthly theme. There's live music. There's an opportunity to connect with community members. And we like to say that we're building community one story at a time.
And all proceeds benefit who, Jeff?
Tonight it will be Northern Light United Church and their elevator project.
About how many seasons have you all been doing? What are we on now?
This is the eighth season now.
Wow. I'm not good at math. I was just about to do eight times seven,
times,
how many storytellers,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's been a lot, right? You two are both veteran storytellers, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We've each told one story in our day.
Take us back. What motivated you to tell that story?
Well, when I first got to Juno, I didn't really know anyone. I knew one person. And Mudrooms was something I learned about early on, and I started going each month, and it was a great opportunity for me to meet people in the community. And so I was just kind of hooked by the idea early on, and then later on joined the storyboard. But I got asked soon after by a coworker who was on the board if I would tell a story. And the theme was just a good fit for me, subsistence and survival. I had spent 3 years teaching in the bush and had a story about going out and hunting and doing a poor job parking our boat because the tide did not catch us after we came back from our trip. And so we had an unplanned night on the tundra in the cold.
And one of the things you said about Mudrooms in the beginning was that you went there to meet people.
Yeah, it was new. And so it was a great opportunity to just see, you know, just get myself out there and mingle with people and, you know, not sit at home and think about, man, I wish I had some friends here in town. So I just went out and met people there and really enjoyed it. Just great sense of community at the event and entertaining stories that are sometimes funny, sometimes make you cry and all connect to the theme in one way or another.
Give us the deets, if you would, really quick, Alita, on tomorrow night's event, and then I want to ask you about your story.
Sure. So it's tomorrow, Tuesday, January 8th, 7 o'clock at Northern Light United Church, which is downtown on 11th Street. It's in the flats, if people know where the flats are. And yes, we charge $7 at the door, which we give to, as Jeff said, this month the benefits go to Northern Light United Church. They've recently redone the elevator. It was a $250,000 project. And so the money that we bring in tomorrow goes to them. They've been a really great venue for us to house our event for years and years now, really. And did I miss any of the where, what, when, why, how much?
I think you got it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get to the Federal Flats, you can just sort of start following people because they all tend to be going towards Northern Light United Church, it seems like, on Tuesday nights at 7. All right. And your story, what was the first one that you told and what inspired you to tell it, Alita?
Well, gosh, I had been on the Mudroom. You know, I helped with Amanda found Mudrooms and had been on the board for a couple of years. And really, I was forced to tell a story by my fellow board members against my will. I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type of person. But the story that I shared, the theme was wildlife, and I told the wildlife of my domestic cat who escaped from my house and was gone for about 6 months. I thought she was gone for good. I initially tried to put out a cat trap, and I caught the wrong cat and then gave up, but she finally came back. Pippa cat.
Kind of like a catnapper.
Yeah, I guess so.
Take us back to you said you were a co-founder, right, of Mudrooms. What inspired you back then to put your energy towards this?
So we really found there to be a place in Juneau for an event like this. There, you know, there was Poetry Slam and there was Perseverance, kind of more theatric, but there wasn't a really raw, real storytelling outlet for people in town. And this was something that Amanda had seen done in Anchorage, Arctic Entries, which is kind of based on a national model that's happening right now with real people telling personal stories. And so we modeled our event after those.
Fast forward 8 seasons, right?
8 seasons.
Are you happy with where it's come?
I think so. We've brought in over $100,000 for local nonprofits, which we're really proud about. And I think we continue to get new people through the door to share stories, and people continue to show up, which kind of baffles me sometimes.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night's theme is Time and Tide, right?
Yeah, Time and Tide. And upcoming in February is Oops. And we're still looking for storytellers. So I know you have an Oops story out there. So you can go to mudrooms.org and you could sign up to tell a story, or you just sign up a friend. You know, that's fine. We'll get in touch with them. And then after that, in March, we have Way Too Close, April, On the Job, and May is Don't Tell the Kids, and we're looking for storytellers for all those events. And if you think you have a story, but you're not quite sure how to tell it, or even if you're not planning on telling a story, but you just want to work on some writing for a story, we're having a story factory in January, and that's going to be on January 19th at 4 o'clock p.m. at Northern Light United Church. So if you have a story in mind and you want to think about how you might tell that story, January 19th at 4 p.m. at Northern Light United Church.
Who are the storytellers tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, the storytellers are your friends and neighbors, and they include Steve Suing, MJ Grandy, Joanne Bloom, Joy Lyon, Julia Black, Alicia Hughes Scandies, and David Job, and there's going to be music by Greg McLaughlin.
Okay. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Back to the Story Factory. Did you say that was on January 19th?
January 19th, yeah.
Before we, like, set that in the calendar, I think it might be on a different date. But we'll get back to you on that. But the take-home is that we do workshop with people. We do hope to have a workshop in January as an opportunity to, if you're a little intimidated or unsure, as Jeff was saying, we do offer story coaching.
Got it. And you too, as veteran storytellers, and you've seen a lot of these events, what are a few of your tips to newcomers to storytelling? What have you seen? What are the effective elements of a story?
I think really focusing in on who your characters are and sort of building up to some sort of surprise or climax or, you know, big moment in the story that the audience either wasn't expecting or is anticipating.
How about you, Alita?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think some of the most successful stories don't have to be grandiose in scope or anything. They're just kind of told with heart and some attention to detail.
Okay. All right. And more information at mudrooms.org, right?
Yep. And you could find us on Facebook. And again, since we didn't have that correct date, if we have that date for the Story Factory, we'll get that up on our Facebook page as well.
And what does one of those look like? How many hours is it at the church?
It's a couple hours and a couple coaches, and it's just a big group, and we all kind of sit around and help each other.
Oh, sounds like fun. Is there a cost for those?
Nope. Those are free.
Okay. We've been speaking with Jeff Smith and Alita Buss about Mudrooms tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. It's Time and Tide is the theme. 7 storytellers, 7 minutes, $7. What am I missing?
That's it. We'll see you there tomorrow at 7.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Scott.